I want to cover a few topics tonight. First is products for Pesach, including cosmetics and medicines and food products. And then a short run-through of the things that are different this year because Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. The Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, which will not be on Shabbos HaGadol but a week earlier, this week, is going to deal in great detail with all of the inyanim of Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos. So I'm not going to go into detail in it now, and it's going to be very difficult not to because my head is in that. I have to control myself just to say the basic halachas, if I can remember them. Okay, in any case, so let's start with the products, food products. What you have to be careful of is the hashgachas that we use during the year, we also use for Pesach, but only those hashgachas, not other hashgachas. If you have a question about foreign hashgachas, American hashgachas, or whatever for Pesach, ask. Sometimes American hashgachas will be okay, but not for things with matzah products or matzah meal products or whatever. Because with matzah, we here only sanction using matzah or matzah meal that is at least what's called 18-minute matzahs, where if it's machine matzah, the machines are cleaned out every 18 minutes. Obviously with a good hechsher. And most of the matzah meal products, and even the good hashgachas, are not like that. They're regular matzah meal. People who are makpid only to use shmura matzah, the whole Pesach, can only use shmura matzah meal too. And therefore you can't use products that have matzah meal. People who don't eat gebrachts can only eat products that are not made with matzah meal. So that you have to be careful with, that if you're going to be getting products with American hashgachas, that they should be products without matzah meal. Okay, that's one thing. Secondly, you have to make sure here in Eretz Yisrael that the products don't have kitnias. There are things with the hashgachas that we accept, but they have kitnias in them. And they're fine for Sfardim, but not for Ashkenazim. And even sometimes things that say that they don't have kitnias, that they don't have kitnias according to the estimation of the hashgacha, because they don't consider certain things kitnias. But lemaisa, for instance, kitnias oils, we consider kitnias. There are many people who don't consider that kitnias. Some kinds of extracts that are we consider kitnias are not considered kitnias, citric acid things or whatever. So you should check and make sure that the products that you're using are okay according to the standards that we have here. On the other hand, the opposite is also true. There are certain things that some of the hashgachas here don't accept because they consider them kidneys, and we don't consider them kidneys. Kidney is only a minik, and it depends on your minik. And all Americans, unless you know for sure differently, do not consider cottonseed oil kidneys. Okay? And therefore, you're allowed to use products with cottonseed oil. There's no minik Eretz Yisrael differently. There are poskim who hold the cottonseed oil is kidneys. We don't hold like that. It's not our minig, and you 100% can use cottonseed oil. Therefore, if you have a cottonseed oil that has a badatz a whole year, but for Pesach does not have a badatz, you can use it. Because the badatz still sees to it that they don't trafe up their kalim so they can continue giving their hashgach after Pesach. The only thing is the badatz doesn't give a hash because they hold that cottonseed oil is kidneys. We don't hold like that. It's not our minig, and therefore it's perfectly okay to use. What else? Okay, those are mainly the things. Again, matzah and matzah meal products you have to watch out for, and things that could possibly have kidneys in them. Anything else? Anything else? Use things that have the hashgachas that we accept. Okay, now medications.
Wait, just question the food thing? Well, yeah. Are there spices, per se spices, we don't use?
Spices that we don't use? Cloves, sometimes chametz gomer. So cloves could be a problem. What?
Even for the summons of like Abdullah?
Yeah. Now, cloves usually are processed. I don't know if it's still, but they was known that cloves are processed with chametz. So cloves, you shouldn't, you put away your besamim before Pesach.
Powdered garlic or something?
Anything like that needs a hechsher. Some people never use garlic, even if it was plain garlic, because in Europe they used to water the garlic fields with beer. But lemaisa, they don't do that anymore. And the garlic, it has a good hashgacha, but all these things, spices, need a good hashgacha. But if they have a hashgacha, they're okay. What else? Okay, any other questions on food? Okay. Next. Yeah.
On the list from the Tzolchani up there, a lot of the dried fruit is from something. Meron?
Yeah. The hashgacha of the Rav and Meron, if it's Mahadran, is okay.
He's also got matzah at about 22 shekel a kilo, which can't be 80-minute matzah. Rabbanut Yerushalayim does.
Rabbanut Yerushalayim, that's not 18 minutes, I don't think they make it. I'm not sure. I'll take a look and see.
So, that's according to the list.
Huh?
That's according to the list.
Okay, I didn't see the list, but I will take a look and see. Okay. He asked me about Rabbanut Yerushalayim, but it has to be the Mahadran one. The Mahadran one is only 18 minutes, to the best of my knowledge. But I don't think they put Mahadran on the ones that are not 18 minutes. So, Bukhar, if it's 18 minutes, it is, I will tell the check. I know personally, I once, 1 year, bought what I thought was a great buy, and afterwards I found out that it wasn't 18 minutes, so it could be that it's not. But, yeah.
He's also got on the list at the end and a cereal.
Oh, the Pesach cereals are okay. I'm not sure if they have matzah meal in them or not. If they have matzah meal, then you shouldn't use them. Okay, I don't know. Okay, but again, he asked me about the hashgacha. I told him it's good, but I didn't go into the details and not thinking about matzah meal products. So I have to let him know that anything that has matzah meal, we don't sell in the store. Yeah, if it has any cake meal, matzah meal, usually it would say cake meal. They shouldn't use it. But usually they don't do that because they want to sell this to people who don't eat gebracht. And as soon as it has matzah meal, especially if it's cereal, it's made for gebracht. So it makes sense that there would be matzah meal in it. It's probably just potato starch. But again, I'm not there.
But if a person eats gebracht, is it fine?
No, I'm just saying that it's a separate reason. Gebracht is a much less problem than the matzah meal, than the other reasons. Okay, another question on food, yeah?
Just on the list of the matzahs, among the hand matzahs, there's two levels. There's the regular and then there's one that's...
Right. The other one, if you're a rich person, right, there's no real reason why you have to have it ground by hand. Okay? Personally, I'm not buying that matzah. If I'm buying the other matzah, I'll buy the one that's not ground by hand. Okay? You want to be mahadir, it's very, very fine. There are other hidurim you can do. Especially if you're not a rich person. Okay. If you are a rich person, then you're mahadar in everything. Mahadar. Okay. Also, in most chitim, you could be mahadar. Yeah.
Do you mean that you're supposed to use in chatami plates? Do you need that with a hechsher?
Plastic, no.
Foil.
Aluminum foil, to the best of my knowledge, there's no aluminum foil that's not kosher and not kosher
l'pesach. What about the pans?
Aluminum pans. I don't think that you need a hechsher. They're just 99%. You don't need a hechsher. Paper plates could be problematic because they have starch in them. But those, you can buy them. Just don't put hot things directly on the paper plates. Okay. But if you can get plastic ones instead of paper ones, better. I don't think they sell paper plates in this country.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. I've only seen plastic ones. What? Same thing. Paper towels also should I get with a hechsher? What's it called? The brand, I don't know. There's a brand, American brand, that definitely doesn't have starch. Many of them do. The same thing over there. You can use it. Just don't put hot food directly on the paper towels.
But napkins you can put Food, just not hot?
What? Yeah. Just not hot. Right. The starch is not on the surface. It only comes out if it's hot. Yeah, you know, when you take a napkin and wave it, you don't have all this starch.
Are those
people?
What?
What
about rubber gloves, you know, the surgical gloves?
Surgical gloves could also have starches, and those can be mamash chametz. So, what to do with them? One second, let me just see what the Rabbi Blumenkranz is when I saw that. Balloons also could have mamash chametz in them. They do have sometimes mamash like flour on it. What is it called? Surgical gloves? Gloves.
Latex gloves.
Gloves.
So do we get rid of any balloons hanging in the house?
No. Only you shouldn't blow them up on paper.
Don't eat them.
One second, gloves. Gloves. Starches are sprayed to some household gloves. Wash the inside of the gloves privately. Okay. Should wash them. Turn them inside out and wash them. The worst is it's cornstarch anyway. Which, same thing with disposable gloves. It's both the disposable and the other one. I don't know. Wash them off. Yeah.
What about tissues?
What about tissues? If I didn't have any problem with tissues. Tissues, you can use them as tissues, but if, don't cook food in them. How come tissues come with a hechsher for Pesach? I don't know. Why does water come with a hechsher for Pesach? People like to make money. There's no reason I could think of why. The worst is that they may have cornstarch. There's absolutely no issue to blow your nose with cornstarch. And people don't usually eat tissues, and they usually bake them either. So I have no idea why it needs a hechsher. Yeah.
OU
Hechsher
before
Pesach. OU Hechsher. Egg matzah is okay. We'll get to the problem with egg matzah when we go to Shabbos. But yeah. But egg matzah you can't eat after the time that you can't eat chametz. You can't eat egg matzah. What it's made on a base, the way that it's cultured, the culture could be kidneys culture. That's where it's found. That's not how they make it commercially. Okay. It also comes from grains or whatever, citric acid also comes from grains. But it's the problem is a kidneys problem. Okay. And also, no, it's not only kidneys. It's possible to have citric acid, chametz gomer. Where the culture is mamish chametz, according to some opinions. Okay, any more food things? Okay, next, cosmetics. Okay, if you can get cosmetics with a hechsher for Pesach, get them, as long as they're not that much more expensive. Okay, if you can't, okay, then lipsticks have to have a hechsher for Pesach. Okay, especially flavored lipsticks or whatever. Even that, if you can't, if you can find here lipsticks with a hechsher for Pesach, get that. And you can save it from year to year, whatever. Otherwise, except for lipstick, liquid cosmetics, okay, should have a hechsher if they have any kind of alcohols in them. That they're not liquid, they're solid, like rouge and these kind of things, solid kinds of things, or nail polish, or nail polish remover, things that are poisonous, okay? They definitely can't be eaten. They're mamish poisonous. Those things don't need any hechsher for Pesach. So, what's it called? The same thing goes for shampoos. If they have no alcohol in them, they don't say that they're made with oats or whatever or things that that mean oats, a steropopo or something like that, is oat, an oat product. Or they're not made with, what's it called, wheat germ. Those kind of things don't use, even though the people hold that those are also okay.
What about soaps like that have like honey and orange extract or apricot extract?
Yeah, those are okay, as long as they don't have hummus kind of things. Most soaps, solid soaps, even liquid soap, they don't have any alcohol in them, and they don't have any of these products that sound like hummus, then you can use them. We've moved out of Heksher. What else? On the other hand, deodorants and colognes and perfumes have to be checked to know if they're if they have in them anything but kidneyous alcohol is okay, but if it has alcohol that's made from grains, that's a problem.
Who's going to eat it?
Drunks on the Bowery drink it.
And all these things are not okay.
You
can't
yeah.
Have,
well, well I, no, if it what well, it's.
If you don't use it, you have to put them away. You can have this out and not use it.
You should preferably pastas. You don't have to put them away, but preferably they should be put away because you don't use them. Put them behind the mechitza, cover them up, something.
We don't drink it. We don't eat deodorant.
And you know, but it's still edible. It's not something that's not edible. You don't eat it, doesn't mean anything. There's a lot of things I don't eat. Right? Certain kinds of bread I wouldn't touch, but that doesn't mean it's not edible. Okay? Stick deodorant is okay. We're talking about the liquid ones. Stick deodorant. Stick deodorants are okay, yeah. Hand creams are okay. Listerine mouthwashes have to have some kind of Heksher for Pesach. They sell mouthwashes as Heksher for Pesach. The flavored ones you shouldn't use. The unflavored ones are okay. Just the wax. What brush? Toothbrush? Get a new one. Yeah. What? Chapsticks?
Chapstick.
One second. Lip therapy. That's not it. Okay, he says, oh, it just happened to the lipsticks. He says here that all unflavored lipsticks which do not contain wheat or oat flour, you know, what's it called? Read the ingredients, it would say if it does. You can use a new one. But there are a lot of ones with Heksherim. Get the ones with the Heksher ready. Since you have to get a new one anyway. One second. And what would you say? Chapstick? Chapstick. New unflavored. You can't use it on Yontif. Okay. Okay. The. What? The names are what's it called? Isopropyl alcohol is okay. Isopropyl alcohol is not, there's what's it called, denatured alcohol, SD alcohol, specially denatured alcohol, that's SD, those are the ones that are problematic, that are a problem. It says SD alcohol, what? Ethyl alcohol is chametz. Methyl alcohol is okay. Vodka is chametz gomer. isopropyl alcohol, methyl acetyl alcohol, those are all okay. Those are just chemicals. But the ones that are problematic are ethyl alcohol and no offense, Mrs. Grobart. SD alcohol. Yeah. If they have alcohol, they may be problematic. If they have no alcohol, they're okay. The it's fine. It's just not for Pesach. The that's cosmetics.
Toothpaste also?
Toothpaste should have a hechsher for Pesach. There's plenty of toothpaste here that have a hechsher. There's no reason. Again, there are most toothpaste, a good number of the regular brands that don't have a hechsher in the States are okay. But since here you can get easily toothpaste with a hechsher or Pesach, get the one that you're putting in your mouth. You might as well get the one that's kosher. It doesn't cost anything more. Right, and for 1 week you can use those brands, yeah?
Braces?
It's preferable not to eat hot chametz within 24 hours of Pesach, the time that you can't eat chametz anymore. If you have braces, to wash them well. Same thing if you have false teeth.
And what if you have a plaque that you just have to...
A what? That comes out. Yeah. Okay, preferably you should pour boiling water over it if it won't harm it. Most of the time it won't.
Plastic ones.
Even the plastic ones. If not, then soak them in warm water at least to make sure that they're completely clean, and don't use them for 24 hours before Pesach for anything hot. What else? Okay, I think that covers cosmetics, products. Any questions on that?
Allergy medicine, pills?
Medicines you have to check. Okay, usually tablet kind of medicine will be okay, sometimes not. Many times liquid medicines, especially cough medicines and these kind of things, are chametz gomer, and those have to be really checked. There's lists here, there's lists, American lists, but there's for Kupat Cholin, they have their lists, and if you have to take medicines, check them with the list. We'll have American lists and Israeli lists, so you have to check them, though, because there are medicines that are mamish chametz gomer, and they taste good, and they're mamish like food, and those are also, yeah.
What about medications for chronic disease?
If you need something is pikuach nefesh and you can get it kosher, then you should get it kosher. If it is nothing kosher and you need it for pikuach nefesh, you can take it even if it's not. But first check and see if there's a kosher one. Chronic disease doesn't mean it's pikuach nefesh. You could have chronic athlete's foot and it's not terminal, right? But so chronic is not, you're talking about a danger, what's it called, a life-threatening disease. Okay, not a chronic disease. Chronic things, right, chronic things are not necessarily life-threatening. Okay, but things that are life-threatening, even if you can't find the kosher variety, is b'dievet, okay. It's not even b'dievet, you have a mitzvah to make sure that you don't die on Pesach in order not to eat chametz. Okay, you have to eat bread on Pesach to save your life, you eat bread too. Okay.
Should we change our toothbrush?
Yeah, for sure. Yes. The we have to change. Just get a new one. The what else? Okay, that's. I think that covers.
Room fresheners, the sprays.
They're okay. Room deodorants don't have alcohol in them. And they're basically poisonous anyway. I mean, that taka nobody eats. That's okay.
Suntan
lotion's okay. Okay. Okay, now just let's go through quickly. Again, Shabbos, we're going to go through this in great, great detail. Okay, that is an understatement.
No, we can't do notes on Shabbos.
That's okay. You wouldn't help anyway. I mean, at Shabbos, we're going to go through all the things that are not lahalacha, all the different opinions, and should be interesting.
Is it
going to
be like over the women's hands?
Over the hands. Depends if you're short or tall. I don't need any help.
They're also
the. Yes. Oh, just wait, because we're going to go, let's wait till we get to it, okay? Let's start with this Shabbos. this Shabbos is the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, as opposed to next Shabbos, which is Shabbos HaGadol. This is not Shabbos HaGadol this week, but the Drasha is pushed up a week, and that will be the first thing we'll speak about in the Drasha. Why? Okay, next. Let's see, Shabbos. The next thing is Thursday. Thursday, not tomorrow. A week from today is Tainus Bechoros. Usually Tainus Bechoros is Erev Pesach. Obviously it can't be on Shabbos, so it's pushed to Thursday. Why not Friday? That we'll speak about also. But that's the halacha is. If you're a Bechor, or if you're the father of a Bechor who's not bar mitzvah, then you should go to a siyum. That's the minig, not to fast, but to go to a siyum, or to eat by a sudas mitzvah. If you're lucky to be invited to a bris or something on Thursday, you eat then, and then you don't have to continue fasting. And we'll discuss that. But that's Tainus Bechoros is on Thursday. What happens about Friday, and if you ate on Thursday by mistake and didn't go to a siyum, whether you have to fast on Friday and go to another siyum, that we'll discuss at the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha.
If you're not a Bechor, but your son...
You want to be a Bechor? What? No. What?
If
your son, you have a son who's a Bechor. Right. The only thing is, it could be that if you're a Levi, that it could be it doesn't apply. A Levi, Lechorah, may not have to... And I guess I'm not 100% sure. I'm just if your son is a Bechor and he's not bar mitzvah, then the minig is that the father goes to a siyum in order to be able to eat. And if he doesn't, he has to fast.
If the father's a Bechor,
well, the fiar minig, it's what's it called, the pashas, it's good enough. The father can take care of himself and his kid. There is an opinion that when the father is a Bechor, then the mother should go to a siyum.
What's with the being a Levi?
What? Not sure if that makes a difference or not. May. What's it called? What? Because one of the reasons why the Bechoros fast is because they lost the Avoda. And the Erev Pesach, it's very, very sad thing for them. They could have been doing the Korban Pesach. But a Kohen and Levi didn't lose the Avoda. A Levi really, to a certain degree, did, but not completely. So I'm not 100% sure. And there are other reasons also. Well, it just may be that a Levi's different. I'm not sure. Okay, next. Okay, so that's Thursday. Thursday night is Bedikas Chametz. Those can we do, what's it called, through Friday. But what? Yeah, that's, it's not for the Shear of Aaron, I think like every year is, what, when?
Probably Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday, okay. Okay, Thursday night is Bedikas Chametz night, and you make regular Bedikas Chametz with a bracha, you say Bittel Chametz after the Bedika, you put away what you found, and you're going to burn the next day, and you're also going to have chametz in the house to eat on Shabbos, okay, which we'll get to. And that you have to put away well, that children don't take it, or animals, or whatever, because then you're going to have to make another bedikas chametz. If that chametz gets out, right, you're going to have to go search for it again. So any chametz that you're saving for Shabbos, put away in a place where children and animals can't get to them. Okay, so that's Thursday night. Friday is not Erev Pesach. So all the davening is a regular davening, not the davening for Erev Pesach. But Friday, we burn the chametz, and the halacha is that we burn it at the regular time as we normally would in every year, even though conceivably, you could do it late in the afternoon, too. But Lamaisa, we do it at the regular time. Friday is when you sell your chametz, and the same thing, we're going to be selling the chametz up till the regular time as we do every year, even though you could really sell it till the last minute on Friday, before Shabbos. But everything's going to be as if it would be Erev Pesach, so we don't confuse it with other years. And so you should make sure that, well, you don't have to worry about, you should make sure that you sell your chametz to me, or give me the power to sell your chametz before on Friday we sell it. Because once it's sold, that's it. And we're going to sell it, what time is Isser Achilles chametz normally? Shoah Hamishis. So we're going to be selling the chametz somewhere before 11:15. So make sure that you come and make me your agent before that time. Okay. With starting Sunday, we'll have the shtaros and before after davenings, or if you come to my house and you catch me there, be able to sell your chametz. Not this week. Next week.
We're still going to eat it.
We'll get to what you sell exactly, whatever, but you're selling all the chametz that you're not going to be eating on Shabbos. Okay. how that works exactly, we'll speak about in the drasha, I think. So Friday, you burn your chametz. You don't say bittel chametz when you burn the chametz on Friday, because you're going to still be eating chametz or whatever. Even though there's a mitzvah to burn what you burn. And also, you sell your chametz on Friday. You should finish kashering any kalim also before the time that you're not allowed to, you wouldn't have been allowed to eat chametz had it been Erev Pesach, which is again about 11:15. All kashering should be finished by 11:15. Okay, now that's Friday. Now, Friday night. Friday night, okay, again, there's a lot of different opinions, but this is what I suggest that you do. I suggest that you get small rolls, okay, that are edible by one person, and they're kezayis, or at least or maybe two kezayisim big, okay, or maybe just making them, get the small rolls that are each one a kezayis, and if you want to be machmer to eat two of them by each meal, and so you eat a kebeya. But really, maker adin, a kezayis is enough for each meal. And you do the following. You switch over your house completely for Pesach, okay? All the cooked foods or whatever are done in Pesach Dika Kalim, and you have no chametz kalim, no chametz prepared foods at all, okay? On the other hand, you have to eat bread, right, or something equivalent to that, to be Yotzei Suda Shabbos. So you have these rolls. You either go outside or into a different room, okay, and make kiddush, preferably that the candles, if you have more than one person lighting candles, one should light in the room where you're going to be starting the meal, and one in the room where you're going to be continuing the meal. So you have candles in both places, okay. If you can't do that, then the candle should be where you are eating the bread and making kiddush. And you should, what's it called? And if you can't do that, you can't light candles in both places, then when you light candles, you should also light an electric light and have in mind that also counts for Shabbos candles. And you should make kiddush and hamotzi, finish up all the bread, okay, and then go to the other room. Have this in mind, obviously, you know what you're doing. And continue the meal with all Pesach Tikka things, no bread, all the bread should be finished, or whatever. If you can't, the oven of the room to go to, or whatever, then put a plastic table cover, a disposable thing on the table. Okay, don't put any other dishes or silverware or anything on the table, okay? Make kiddush, make hamotzi, eat the bread, finish all the bread there, take off the plastic cover, wrap it up, you can throw the crumbs outside, where they'll be destroyed. They're just crumbs. They're more than crumbs, and put them away, and we'll speak about the next day how to get rid of them. And then you're completely Pesachdik on the table and continue your meal, but with no more bread, obviously. Okay. That's Friday night and Shabbos morning.
You have to rinse out your mouth?
Rinse out your mouth?
Or
And eating, yeah, preferably you shouldn't shut your mouth.
Well, can we just do egg monster?
What?
Can we just do egg monster?
What? No, egg monster is not a good, for many reasons. So, again, I suggest that you use mamish bread. This may be different than what I said before, but after going through it, this is much better than using egg matzah, yeah?
Use disposable plates and stuff like that, you just throw them out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then there's crumbs in
there. The crumbs, if they're just crumbs, right, and again, you can just throw them outside. What? You can flush them down the toilet, too.
Either eat over a tissue and then put that in the toilet, or eat on the merpessive and sweep the crumbs into the
right.
garden, or
right.
either of those
are okay.
Pizzas don't make
but no, pieces that are bigger than crumbs, those you should throw into the toilet.
Pizza.
What?
No, I said pizzas are
P-I-T-A. Pizza.
Yeah.
Doesn't crumb as much.
No. Okay, I don't know. The pizzas I eat are crummy to begin with, yeah? What? Yeah, but that's a call. It's better to do this, okay? Yeah.
Would there be a difference a reason to give young kids egg matzah and the adults or over bar mitzvah eat bread because it's so hard to control what the little kids are going to do with their bread?
For little kids, you can give them egg matzah.
Up to what age?
Till what age? Let me tell you what the problem with egg matzah is. It's not a problem with kashrus. It's a problem that not everybody holds that if you can make a motzi and bench on just a plain kazayas of egg matzah. You have to eat 3 to 4 beitzim of egg matzah in order to, even if you're koveya suda, right? It's a machlokas, right? The maisa. And therefore, 3 to 4 beitzim of egg matzah is about 8 kazesim, about 8 egg matzahs at each meal. So, lemaisa, right, we paskin that if you even eat just a kazayas, and you're koveya suda, and you make a meal out of it, right, you're eating with the meal, you do make a motzi. But why get involved in the shaila? Right, and maybe not be yotze, according to some opinions, when you can eat bread and finish, and it's not that. But for kids, it's really a problem. Yeah, give them egg matzah and let them make a motzi on it, and the katanim, it's okay. Yeah. Even anything under bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Is it okay, like if you light the candles inside and you can just see them?
You can see them, then they cast some light on the thing, not just you can see them. They have to be enough that they'll cast some light outside. Or, if you have a light on your merpeset, when you bench lich, right, have light that light also, and then light the candles, and have in mind that you're making benching lich on all that. All of that is.
Why is this? Why does it have to be 2 different rooms?
Why is what?
Why does it have to be in 2 different rooms?
It doesn't have to be. I said you can do it at one thing and put the thing. Just this way, you can control the crumbs better than getting them all over the table and... Yeah.
So let me say, throw the crumbs out as opposed to putting it in your garbage. Is your garbage bin outside?
Garbage cans you shouldn't put them in because the garbage will remain over Pesach. Not going to be taken away till Chol HaMoed at best. And it's better, therefore, to get rid of it completely. What else? Okay, so that's... now, you're not allowed to eat matzah, regular matzah, okay? Some people have the meaning not to eat matzah from Purim or from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But you Friday night is a machlokas whether you're allowed to eat matzah or not. But preferably you shouldn't eat matzah Friday night either, okay, for Lecha Mishnah. And Shabbos morning also, there's an opinion that says that from already daybreak on Shabbos morning you're not allowed to eat matzah. Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat matzah. So from daybreak on, others hold only from the time you're not allowed to eat chametz, which means that theoretically the morning meal you could eat with matzah. But l'maisa, since there are different opinions, we don't eat matzah b'chlal for Lecha Mishnah. Egg matzah would be okay. Again, it's probably preferable just to eat regular bread so you don't have to come into these problems of brachas or whatever. If you do use egg matzah, then you can be somach on the fact that you make a motzi even with just a kezayis. Okay. But preferably she eat a kebeya. A kebeya is two kezayisim, and one whole egg matzah for this purpose could be considered already a kebeya. Two kezayisim. Normally, from the mitzvah of matzah, we say a whole matzah is a kezayis, a machine matzah size. But for this, two of them, there could be two kezayisim already in a regular matzah, just for brachas. But again, again, you could use egg matzah, but I don't advise. I advise better to use the bread. And it's not that, you know, again, if you have little kids running around with the bread, maybe it's actually a problem. But if you can control them or whatever, and maybe give the kids egg matzah or control the kids, and that's why it's good to have them in a different place and make sure they all stay there. It's only a few minutes. Yeah. It's only making kiddush and making a motzi, eating and finishing. No more bread. That's it. No more.
You mentioned fire on the
patio. So then what's it called? The since you're not continuing to eat any more bread inside, so you should go back to the patio and bench. What? What?
Back to the patio and bench?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Then
the only time you do bench where you had in mind to be is if you continued and ate some bread there too. If you didn't eat any bread, you should go back to the place where you started. Yeah.
If kids eat egg matzah, then there is no worry at all about the problems you should wear. I mean, it shouldn't get into contact with. Is there a concern about where the crumbs are going to get?
Wait, egg matzah?
Yeah.
No.
In terms of the kaolin and things like that?
No, it's all bottled. Just, right, you don't have to be that careful.
Are we in two sodas this morning?
Yeah, we didn't get there yet.
I don't think it's a good idea to hold a plastic table for a camera,
so
you
might
want
to.
What?
It doesn't disintegrate.
No, shake the crumbs.
No, just
shake it out.
Just have to.
No, just
shake it out. Okay, Shabbos morning. The next problem is Shalashudas. So, first of all, there are, what?
The first problem is davening Shabbos morning.
Yeah, okay, Shabbos morning we're going to be davening at 5:20.
Oh, come on.
That way we'll be finished by 7:20. You have to be finished eating. What time is it? 11:15? Is 1:00? What? 9:54? You have to be. 1 second. I have to tell you in 1 second why. What you have to do is the following. In order to be able to be Yotzei Shalashudas also with bread, lechatchila, right? You have to eat bread for Shalashudas. And there's nothing that you could possibly eat after mincha time, which is another opinion that you can't eat shalashudas before mincha, it has to be after mincha. So there's no way that you can mekayim shalashudas with anything like bread, right? Because you can't eat matzah and you can't eat what's it called bread, and you can't even egg matzah after the time of 9:54, which is the time you can't eat chametz. That's how we hold. Okay, there are different opinions, but we hold you can't eat egg matzah after 9:54, after the time you're not allowed to eat chametz. There are other possible eitzes, like boiling matzah, but not everybody holds with that. We don't do that either. So, the knedlach is not boiled matzah. We're talking about taking a real matzah and boiling it before Shabbos and using boiled matzah. Some people hold you can do that. We don't hold with that either. We hold it's still considered matzah. One second. One thing at a time. Okay, let me just finish and then no questions. No questions till I finish. So therefore, what I suggest is what you do the following. What we're going to do is the following. You eat a regular meal, half of your meal, make kiddush, you make a motzi, you eat half of the meal. Don't get completely full. You bench. You take a break. Right, some say half an hour. It doesn't have to be dafka half an hour, but you take a break, go outside for a walk, come back, wash again, make another motzi, so you yotzi shalashudas, finish your meal, eat dessert, whatever it is, okay, and then bench. All of this has to be finished by 9:54, both meals, okay? So if we don't daven at 5:20, you're not going to be able to do this. And then, one second, then you were Yotzei Shalashudas according to some opinions, but not according to everybody, because there are opinions that you're not allowed to eat Shalashudas before Mincha. Not that you're not allowed, you're not Yotzei. So therefore, we are going to make Mincha, no, Mincha at the earliest time you can have Mincha, which is one something. And after that, you can eat the following. Fruit, meat, eggs, okay, sometime in the afternoon. All those things you can eat pretty much all day. Or even more preferable is to have boiled matzah meal products like knedlach, things like that, and to eat that for Shalashudas, so you're at least you're having some mezonos. If you don't have mezonos, you have fruit, you should try to eat grapes or something like that, that's one of the Shivas Haminim, so you can make a bracha achrona, make an alay eitz.
Isn't that like having matzah though, erfishu?
You're not, no. If it's cooked matzah, we're not talking about a boiled matzah. We're talking about things with matzah meal, right, that are made with cooking, not baking, that's okay. That everybody holds okay.
What else is
it's not like eating matzah. What? Matzah balls, knedlach.
What about frying lots of pancakes?
Frying and baking you should stay away from.
Can you use a little bit of matzah meal like in a kugel for Shabbos lunch or Friday night dinner? It's baked.
If it's baked, you shouldn't use it. If it's just baked, you shouldn't use it.
Boiled is okay.
Boil the kugel.
What?
So what's the ideal? To do both? Two meals
yeah.
Before 9:30?
That's the ideal. The ideal is to be Yotzei Shalashudas with bread before Mincha, and then after Mincha to have Shalashudas again without any kind of bread, preferably with some kind of mezonos, not then with fruit from the Shiva Saminim, and eggs, meat, those kind of things. Yeah.
What we did last time,
yeah,
which seemed to save a lot of time actually, was first meal, just making kiddush and hamotzi, maybe a couple cookies or something, and then bench, then take a break, and then just make hamotzi before this man, and then you can have the whole meal after this man. Then you don't have to start as early.
You could conceivably do that too, and there's a mile in that also, because this way there's not a problem of making another motzi when you're not hungry.
Right.
Say it again,
It was to make the first quote-unquote meal without a whole meal. You're just eating lightly.
And a motzi?
Yeah.
Right.
And then take your walk or whatever and then wash and make motzi before this month. And then after this month, you have plenty of time to eat your meal.
I think the Chazonish used to do like that. There's a problem, one small problem with that. Obviously, the Chazonish held it wasn't our problem. And that is the second meal should be a main meal more than Shalashudas. What's coming out now is your third meal is the Iker meal, and your second meal is the Tafel meal. Right? It could be that he held it. It's a tzorich, he could do that. But there's two milers of doing it the other way. One, like you said, time. And also because this way there's no shaila that you're full and you're making a bracha shena tzricha, right, by washing again when you really are not. That's why I said at least you should eat and leave, you know, that you'd only ate half the meal or whatever. Theoretically, you do your way too.
Can we go back
yeah.
To
what? Who? Yeah. What? Is there a preference? Whichever you feel is more comfortable for you. Right. The thing is like this, you also want to rest. So you want to, don't want your meal, you know, want to finish earlier. No, but this way you're never eating your Shalashudas with bread, not bread, with any kind of Shalashudas after Mincha. Because you have to eat you have to, even if you're eating the other things, and you're eating some mizonos, it has to be before the 10th hour, which is what, 3-something. And you're not going to be eating shalashudas then after that time because it's too late. This way you have mincha earlier, and you what's it called, and are able to eat a shalashudas with even mizonos after mincha, before Shah series, which is also preferable. Okay. Okay, you can't make any. Yeah. Just finish eating the bread.
And you can continue the meal and then after the time,
right? Okay, you can't make any preparations for the Seder. Yeah.
If we do it Rafal's way,
yeah,
which is to finish eating the bread in the third meal by 9:57,
right,
and then finish the meal afterwards, then we won't have to down to 5:20.
What?
So we wouldn't have to,
yeah, but since
by 5:20.
It's still, I don't know what time, what's it called, Shacharis will still be over about 7:20, and Lamaisa, till you get to the meal, till you, what's it called, people have larger families, smaller, this way everybody is able to finish. We don't, if we dive in later, some people are not going to be able to do it, or they're not going to want to do that. They want to finish everything before. What? But if we made it 9 o'clock, we wouldn't get everybody davening either, so it's okay. What? Right. Ravaran tells me last time we did it was 4:20 we died. So you get to sleep an extra hour this time. What? I understand, but I'm more worried about other people not eating properly and getting finished with their chametz and having 3 meals before.
So that's more the, no, I'm not, I'm just, that's more the ikkar than like getting right, more people to be able to get done.
Right.
Okay.
If we can plan the davening to be just 2 hours, I'm like at every Shabbos.
Yes, will there be a Shabbos shiur that afternoon?
Okay, so there'll be a shiur, since we're davening mincha early, there'll be a shiur before Maariv, to give people maybe an incentive to come back for Maariv.
Or look at this way, we'll give everybody a long afternoon nap.
What?
We'll give everybody a long afternoon nap, so they can be up at 4:30.
Yeah. Not 4:30. The shiur is going to be at what time?
In the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people will sleep all afternoon. Yeah.
So now, the rest of the day, Shabbos afternoon.
Right.
Are we getting that?
Yeah, what about it?
Kids
who are not of educationable age can eat matzah Shabbos afternoon. Kids who already understand Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, which means even a gan-aged child, okay, can't eat matzah. They can eat, like we said, boiled things with matzah. They can eat things without matzah meal, right? They can eat eggs, meat, anything like that.
Is it possible to have any kidneys in your house for them to eat or not?
No, kidneys you're not allowed to eat after the time you're not allowed to eat chametz. And kids shouldn't be given unless they're sick and they need the kidneys. They can't be given kidneys either. Yeah, not even Erev Pesach, yeah. It depends what your minig is. It says that Erev Pesach, till the time that you can't, what's it called, Erev Pesach, after the time that you're not allowed to eat chametz, some have the minig not to eat gebracht, and it's brought down also that many people have the minig that they can still eat gebracht, up until the night. Find what your minig is. Yeah. A child like that can eat egg matzah. He can eat regular matzah.
What?
He can eat regular matzah, but egg matzah only if he needs that kidneys. You can't give kids kidneys as they need it. Egg matzah is not kidneys. Egg matzah is chash chometz. But it's after the zman of achilas chometz, you can't give egg matzah. Yeah.
How many carefully sleep on Shabbos avoiding the problem of hachana?
There's no hachana unless you say specifically that you're doing it for the sake of. You can think it, you can't just say it. That's all. As long as you don't say anything, you have no problem. The Right, even there's even sheep as old, you can say it since it's the same mitzvah. Right, you shouldn't say to the kids, go to sleep so you can be up at the Seder. Just say, go to sleep. Okay, you can't make any preparations for the Seder until night. That means even setting the table or anything. All of the things that have to be made for the Seder should be made on Friday. The Zroa, the Beitza, the Charosis, the Mor, everything should be prepared ready on Friday. And if you're grinding up horseradish, you should put it in a airtight container so it doesn't lose all of its bitterness. What else? What? Right, Hadlokas Neiros also has to be obviously at night, not in the daytime, yeah? Yeah, you should prepare the salt water Erev Shabbos too. You can prepare salt water on Yontif, but only in a diluted form, not in a very thick form. The,
Why, Rabbi,
yeah.
If you're allowed to cook on Shabbos, I mean on Yontif,
right.
Why can't you make the salt water on Yontif?
The salt water has nothing to do with cooking. Salt water has to do with Ibud, Ochlin, which is Asur on Yontif too. It's a different malach. So you should make the salt water. If you're making thick, and then it's usually made very very salty, you should do it Erev Yontif. You didn't do it Erev Yontif, you can do it on Yontif, but you can't do it on Shabbos for Yontif. But you can do it on Yontif, but not very, very. What else? And in the Seder, okay, that you'll. What's it called? The Seder is a little bit different when it's Motzei Shabbos. You have to make Havdalah. That's all in the Haggadahs, how to do it properly. You should just make sure that you have candles prepared that you can use for Havdalah candles, because you can't put it out, and you can't melt the bottoms to put them into anything, so you should have some candle holders ready to take the two candles that you use for Havdalah and have some place to put them.
Matches.
What?
Matches.
Matches? To use matches for, you could conceivably use two matches, but then you can't put them out either, and better to use two candles and just let them burn. Yeah?
Can you use one candle with the Neros?
One candle with
the Neros?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the Yontif candles you can use one of them and put, you know, make, what's it called? But they can use both of them. They know some mitzvah chavilas. Sometimes you could even use both of them for Havdalah. I'm not sure. I have to check. I'm not sure.
But one for sure? Together with the...
Yeah, Lachar. Yeah, one for sure you could use. The, okay, what else? That's pretty much everything they can think of now. Yeah?
I'm sorry, I have a question about when you're setting up the candles.
You talking about oil?
No,
wax
candles.
Wax candles.
They're small candles.
Yeah.
They go into little glass cups.
Yeah.
And at the bottom of the candle, once the candle all burns down, there's little metal piece.
Yeah.
That
holds the wick in the candle.
It holds the wick, right. And it has a little thing that sticks up in it, so if you put another candle on top of it, it won't stand up straight.
Mm-hmm. So just
that metal piece is being embedded in the wax.
Fire into the glass, which is
Yeah, pour it out. Don't lift it out by itself.
No.
It's embedded in the leftover melted wax.
Stamets. It's no use. It's Mestamets Muktzah. What? It's Mestamets Muktzah Machmas Gufo.
Put the water in on top.
The way you describe it sounds like it's Muktzah.
Well,
there is. This is from a wax candle?
Yeah.
Ah, I see. Hurry and pour it out, but okay. The,
If you keep a layer of water on the bottom before you put the candle in, it's easier to take out.
Okay, that's a practical answer. Put a little bit of water in the bottom of the thing before you put the candle in. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just extra, but...
It shouldn't if there's still water there.
Can you put it in your mouth? I have water in the cup.
So then take something else. Like, that's the word washer. Take a fork and loosen it and then pour it out. Take a fork and loosen it. Now it'll pour out. I just touched it and it's... Loosen it and then pour it out. Right. Loosen it with hot water. Why not? On Yom Tov. What should be the problem melting the wax? Melting wax on Yom Tov? Use it. Take a fork and just move it and then pour it out.
Around things.
Yes.
Like an asimon. Like an asimon. So you put that on top of the...
Okay. Okay. Any other questions on the... Yeah. What? After you...
Throw out the metal, you want to put a new candle. Can you put water in there again or not?
Use the oil.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is there a share next Wednesday night?
No. Yeah. If you use metal... Yeah. What? So what do you want to do with this now? Yeah, it's not muktzah because it's a kli. This has a use. You can use it again. You can put oil in it and put a wick if you want. You want to, what, these things come out? What? Ah. Yeah, they're not muktzah. You can use them for something else, though.
Uh-huh.
About? Yeah.
She wants to know if you have to search absolutely every
bookcase?
Every pocket.
Pocket? Okay, you should, first of all, if you have the custom of putting food in your pockets, you have to search all those pockets. If you never put food in your pockets, okay, then you don't have to search any pockets.
And can you do that search when you're actually doing Pesach?
When you're what?
When you're doing the Pesach.
Right. Yeah, you can do that and, right. First of all, right, you can do it when you clean the ikker. And then if you know that you use those clothing for putting chametz in, just to make a fast check to touch and see if there's nothing there.
And if you're doing it when you're cleaning, do you have to do it with a
light? No. Just have to, what's it called, take the pocket out and whatever, inside out or whatever, yeah.
If you're going away, do you still need to do the chametz in some part of the house?
Preferably, when are you going away?
Friday morning.
Yeah, you have to make bedikas chametz Thursday night. Unless you sell, you're going to be selling, it's going to be sold Friday morning, if you're closing up the whole house, you theoretically don't have to make bedikas chametz, just close up the house. But it's preferable to at least leave one room that you don't plan to sell, right, and make bedikas chametz the night before in that room, and then the rest of the house just close up and sell. If you're going to be back, though, during Chol HaMoed, then it's a problem. Yeah.
Question regarding if you make chametz in outside in a separate room, and then you said you should bench there.
Right.
Now, if the room is an extension, and let's say perhaps it's partitioned by...
It's all under the same roof?
Well, technically, let's say you have like the, like a covering above, a sukkah covering.
It's continuous with the roof of your house?
Technically, yes.
Yeah, well, if it is, then I don't know what technically means. If it is,
yes,
it is.
The
yeah,
is
yeah.
Yes.
The then and you can see that place from. Then you can bench where you are. The we forgot one thing: beer chametz. On Shabbos morning, after the time that you can't eat chametz anymore, and that could be another reason why Rafal's idea is not all that great. Because at that point, at the point that you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore, you have to make beer chametz with bittel chametz. If you're in the middle of your meal, you may forget to do all of this. So if you finish your meal, and you know you have to, you're finishing by the time that you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore, okay, you're not continuing it on afterwards, then you know that anything left, crumbs or whatever, should be thrown into the toilet, thrown outside if they're just little crumbs or whatever, thrown onto the ground outside. We'll see there are other ways to do it. These are the two that are the most normal. If you have kinds of chametz that you can't throw into your toilet for some reason or whatever, then what you can do is pour liquid soap or detergent over them to make them totally unedible, or throw them into neft. Not can't pour neft over them because they're it's muktzah. But you can prepare erev Shabbos a little glass container or whatever, a pot full of neft, and don't confuse that with what you're going to eat on Shabbos. You won't have to worry about it, bechlal, any about the seder. And throw the whatever chametz that you can throw into the toilet. I don't know why you can't throw it in the toilet, but whatever. Throw it into that is also makes it totally unedible.
What time is
Bior
chametz?
9:54. What's the Bior? Before 11:16. Before 11:16. So therefore, it's preferable that you finish everything before that, and that way you know that 11:16, you have Bior chametz to do and Bittel chametz, and you're not still in the middle of your meal and maybe forget to do that. What?
You're looking at the clock the
whole time. Yeah, okay, but again, you're still in the middle of the meal. This way you know you're finished, and now next comes the next stage. You're not still involved with eating, whatever.
Is there a problem making a green beer before and do bittel at a later point?
No, you can do the bittel. As soon as you finish your chametz, you can make the beer right then. You're not going to eat any more chametz, and you can make bittel too. You're not having any more chametz, that's it.
I'm worried about a scenario where someone's eating in somebody else's house at that time.
Yeah, so?
He has to do...
No, you should do the beer, the bittel at the time of the beer. Because...
You can't do that before he eats the meal, because I guess there's a problem, because at what point is the machlokas when you eat in someone else's house, so if the bread is yours, and you want to have to move out to the bittel.
So you have to get home to do beer on your own chametz.
If
you're
doing
the
Mashiach's plan, so
he won't
be
going That's home. Another reason why it's not so okay. Again, the beer should be done when you do the bittel. I was going to forget to do the bittel. That's why they were masakin, to do the bittel at the time of the beer itself, so you don't forget to do the bittel. You should do them at the same time. But the Evid, if you didn't, then you remember to do the bittel at the right time, it's fine. But they should be done together.
Is that sort of like staying, changing the state of it?
Staying, change the state of what?
Of the chametz.
What's the issue of changing the state of the chametz?
You can't change, you can't take my terms and my circumstances.
That's a tikkun, you're sacking something. That's a thing. Yeah? You don't burn it on Shabbos.
I know.
The Yiratzon? Kol Chamira? Yeah, that you have to say when you throw your chametz down the toilet or outside, right? You say Kol Chamira.
Where can you throw it outside? You know?
What? In the yard. If it's crumbs, then it just gets destroyed.
It's still in your...
That doesn't make a difference. The crumbs, will, people walk on them or whatever, animals eat them, yeah. Yeah. The crumbs are hefker. You're not going to go and pick them up again, yeah? Yeah. Right. No, you can do that too. Right in the middle of the meal, you do the beer and the bittel, and then you come back to eat the Pesach Tikkun things.
Right.
Yeah, you could do that too. But again, since you're right in the middle of the meal, it's, you may forget to stop and do that in the middle. Yeah.
At what point of the day on Shabbos do you have to eat and
The only thing you have to quit eating by 3 something. 3:57 is anything that has mezonos. Anything, fruit, meat, eggs, you can eat even after that. However, you shouldn't eat so much that you won't be able to eat matzah, right, with a hunger. But except for mezonos things, you can eat all day. Mezonos things you have to finish by 3:57. Okay.